California race for House seat vacated by Representative Nunes reflects stark contrast in ideologies. Two candidates vying in a special general election to fill the California U.S. House seat vacated by former Representative Devin Nunes couldn't be more different. Connie Conway is a staunch America First, pro-Trump Republican, while Lauren Hubbard, her Democratic opponent, is a proud progressive activist with a socialist agenda. Nunes held California's 22nd congressional district seat from 2013 until January this year, when he resigned to take the helm of former President Donald Trump's social media platform, Truth Social. The winner of the special runoff election will finish the remainder of the congressional term ending January 3, 2023. Both Conway and Hubbard will also face other candidates running in the June 7 primary election for the term of 2 years following January 3. In California's jungle primary system, only the top two vote-getters, regardless of political affiliation, will advance to the November 8 general election for the next term. Conway, a lifelong Central Valley resident, has been endorsed by former President Donald Trump, who appointed her to serve as executive director of the U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency in 2019. She is also endorsed by the Fresno County Republican Party. "I've spent decades fighting for conservative values," Conway states on her campaign website. "In Congress, I'll take the fight to Nancy Pelosi. I'll fight Washington's reckless spending, which is causing inflation, higher food and gas prices, and leaving our kids in unpayable debt." Conway has vowed to battle environmental extremists who want to take water away from our farms and dairies, and promises to push for good-paying jobs in the region. With rising theft and violent crime, including murders, Conway has vowed to fight against the Defund the Police movement pushed by Black Lives Matter and its Democratic supporters. She is endorsed by Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreaux and Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims. "I'd be honored to have your support in my bid to finish the good, conservative work Congressman Nunes has delivered for our district," she said. Conway has served as the Californian State Assembly Minority Leader, California State Association of Counties President, and Director of the National Association of Counties. She was a Tulare County Supervisor from 2000 to 2008. She also has endorsements from House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Congressman Steve Scalise, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, and Assemblyman Frank Bigelow, among a long list of local leaders. Hubbard has called for more spending on social programs including universal health care and the elimination of pre-existing medical debt, affordable child care and family leave, taxpayer-funded education from pre-kindergarten to college, and debt forgiveness on student loans. To combat climate change and create jobs, he wants to invest in renewable energy to usher in a green industrial revolution. Hubbard supports BLM and progressive social justice policies and states on his campaign website that he wants to dismantle the school-to-incarceration pipeline and end disciplinary policies that lead to the disproportionate exclusion and expulsion of Black and Brown students. Hubbard also promises to abolish immigration and customs enforcement and halt the deportation of illegal aliens classified as nonviolent criminals. He has accused ICE and Customs and Border Patrol of tearing families apart and putting children in cages with impunity and forcing millions of undocumented immigrants into the shadows. Hubbard, who has served as a manager at the Central Valley Regional Water Quality Control Board, didn't mention water in the agriculture plank of his platform. Instead, he advocates for sustainable agriculture by providing financial support and incentives to farmers that adopt climate-friendly techniques and practices. Hubbard blames giant agribusiness for dominating the market and policymaking and leaving our family farms behind. "It is time to break up big AG and their sweetheart tax breaks, foster more competition, and put our family farms first," he said. Political landscape. The boundaries of the district have been redrawn, which could change the political landscape. According to Politico, the 2022 redistricting in California, which has the most congressional seats of any state, has been a big boost for Dems. In the April 5 special election, Conway garnered about 35% of the vote, while Hubbard came in second with about 19%. Neither candidate cleared the 50% hurdle to avoid a runoff. Republican Matt Stoll earned about 16%, followed by Democrat Eric Garcia with 14%, suggesting that Conway has a comfortable lead heading into the June 7 runoff. As of May 29, Conway had raised about $147,000 in total contributions compared to Hubbard's $83,000, according to the Federal Elections Commission.